PR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. France's president is hosting an international summit to come up with ways to confront Sunni militants in Iraq and Syria who've called themselves the Islamic State. France is going to start reconnaissance flights over Iraq. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from southern Turkey.
The Paris meeting opens as U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry got pledges of support from around 40 countries, including 10 Arab nations, to join the fight against ISIS. Several Arab countries pledged airstrikes, even ground troops, which widens the fight beyond the West. Australia has sent fighter jets to the Gulf. Britain and now France are flying reconnaissance missions over Iraq. Kerry is meeting foreign ministers in Paris to coordinate the complicated campaign with Iraqi officials as momentum builds against ISIS. Deborah Amos, NPR News in southern Turkey.
Scottish voters will decide on Thursday whether to leave the United Kingdom. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports even the Queen has entered the fray in the final days leading up to this vote.
The Queen attended church Sunday morning at her Balmoral estate in Scotland. After services, she told a small group outside the church that she hopes Scots will, quote, think very carefully about the future. It's extremely rare for the monarch to step into politics, and it shows the significance of this historic vote. Prime Minister David Cameron is making his last trip to Scotland before the vote. He is expected to warn that this is a once-and-for-all decision, and that if Scotland votes to split, quote, we will go our separate ways forever. Scotland has been part of the UK since the early 1700s. Until recently, unity had a lead as wide as 20 points over independence. Now surveys show the two camps are virtually tied. Ari Shapiro, NPR News.
A preliminary hearing begins today in New York City in the case of a man accused of killing 6-year-old Eitan Peetz in 1979. The hearing will focus on the videotaped confession of Pedro Hernandez, as NPR's Joel Rose reports.
The videotaped confession is crucial to the case. Hernandez allegedly told police that he killed Peetz while working at a bodega on the Soho street where the boy disappeared. Peetz's body was never found, but Hernandez's defense attorney claims it's a false confession that should not be admitted as evidence. Lawyer Harvey Fishbein argues that Hernandez has a long history of mental illness and a low IQ, and that he wasn't read his rights until hours after questioning began. Hernandez was arrested in 2012 after detectives learned that he'd made incriminating remarks about harming a child. But so far, prosecutors have not disclosed any additional evidence that would link him to the crime. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
The National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Odile has made landfall on Mexico's Baja California Peninsula. It's powerful. The storm's top sustained winds are 115 miles per hour. The storm is crawling north up the peninsula toward the Mexican mainland and the southwestern U.S. You're listening to NPR. There are more wildfires in California. One blaze in central California is burning near Bass Lake and a resort town there. About 1,000 people have evacuated to safety. Nearly 24 buildings there have been damaged or destroyed. A second fire is now burning farther north, about 60 miles east of Sacramento. This fire is about 10% contained. The Carolina Panthers won their second game of the new NFL season yesterday without one of their best defensive players. The Panthers deactivated lineman Greg Hardy before the game against the Detroit Lions amidst a growing outcry about domestic violence and the NFL. NPR's Tom Goldman reports Hardy was found guilty in July of domestic abuse.
Last week started with the incendiary video of Ray Rice punching and knocking out his then-fiancée. The week ended with Greg Hardy drawing attention as well. Hardy had been practicing and playing despite being found guilty of assaulting and threatening to kill his girlfriend. The Panthers insisted as recently as last Friday they had let the legal process play out and let Hardy keep playing. But head coach Ron Rivera decided yesterday morning to deactivate Hardy because Rivera said it was in the best interest of the team.
This is a very difficult situation at the league. Is dealing with right now. Teams are dealing with this, and we're doing the best we can. Okay, we're not infallible. We make mistakes.
Hardy was found guilty by a judge. He appealed and asked for a jury trial scheduled to begin in November. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
The winner of this year's Miss America pageant is Miss New York, Kira Fasantebs. She succeeds to the title following Nina Davalluri, also a former Miss New York. The new Miss America says she plans to speak out against domestic violence during her year-long tour. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News.